This is a collaboration between the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Kansas City Chiefs. They have a traveling exhibit called Gridiron Glory. We've added a lot of memorabilia from our own Hall of Fame, and so if you're a Chiefs fan or an NFL fan, there'll be a lot to enjoy in there. And then we're using it as an opportunity to also kick off what will be a long celebration of Will's induction into the Hall of Fame, which will result in him going in early August.
You make your mark today! You make sure you make your mark today! Bring it up!
Will, of course, was an ultimate Iron Man and holds many records with the Chiefs in terms of number of games played, most games started, most consecutive games, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have somebody who's truly a Chief from start to finish going into the Hall of Fame.
I think tonight is a great celebration. I think the simple fact of it is just being able to celebrate what you did with the community that helped you get to where you wanted to be. The whole Chiefs organization's meant a lot to me. They gave me an opportunity to be able to, you know, go in and prove what you can or couldn't do at that point. And to me, that's something really unique, and be able to, you know, help my family get to where we wanted to be. But without that organization being put in place, you know, none of this comes to fruition. We'll always be indebted to those that started this game.
When my father brought the Chiefs to Kansas City, he encouraged the players and others in the organization to get involved in the community. We drafted Will in 1993, and that was the first year that he started his foundation. So he didn't wait to become established as a player. He got involved from day one. One of the few players who's also won the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. And he's still a major factor with many philanthropic organizations throughout the community. He truly embodies everything that we want our football players to be.